Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to talk. I got to tell what I feel. I got to talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie. It's time for the most average podcast ever. It's Zach.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
And the nose.
I look good. I mean, really good.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
All right, folks, Zach and the Nose podcast with you. It's volume 36 of Zach and the Nose podcast. It's the Jerome Bettis version for me. Anytime you could have a fat guy playing running back, and he almost gave up a Super Bowl and a conference championship because he fumbled the ball. Yeah, we're going to give it to him this week. But listen, we do a podcast. It's Zach and the Nose, not just Zach. So I bring on, as always, my partner in crime, the Nose, at Spencer Nose on Twitter, N-O-S-E. Volume 36 means what to the Nose?
Marcus Smart, another like Celtics, unbelievable defender on the USA team who's been stinking it up. But overall, yeah,
he was on the USA team, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
wow.
How about that?
And look at that.
Let me tell you something. I think I picked five Celtics in a row. Those 30s are very good numbers.
Yeah, I think you have to at that
point.
You
go, I think I went McHale to Larry Bird. Maybe I didn't go with Kevin Gamble, number 34. How about that? Dropping that knowledge. But then I went to Reggie Lewis and now Marcus Smart.
All right.
Okay.
That works.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
That works. All right, folks. Well, listen, if you are listening to the podcast here and you haven't heard, once a week now from 6 to 8 p.m., either on Wednesday or Thursday nights, depending on Canes hoops and Florida Panthers hockey coming up, we have a live show on 560, The Joe, WQAM. We'll be doing it, and we have a fun time doing it, but we're still going to go with the podcast. Maybe it won't be a 48-minute podcast like normal, but we're getting the podcast in there.
The podcast lives on.
Right.
Okay.
The podcast lives.
This is where we started.
Right.
You know, it's like we're growing up, you know, in the hood or something. Like, we start with our roots, okay?
We got to go back to the roots.
Right.
Got to go back.
Okay.
Even though we got a whole bunch of money, we still got to go back to the roots, right? That's exactly what it is. That's it. All right. So, like we always do on here, we talk fantasy football with you for a while. We'll go over all the normal stuff on the podcast, some nose candy, some nosebleeds, pass and fail the sniff test, and, of course, the award-winning segment at the end, the nose pick of the week. What award it won, I don't know, but we're going to call it the award-winning podcast at that point.
Just great marketing, okay? Right. A lot of people who heard the radio show for the first time couldn't believe the nose pick of the week. If you've listened to this, obviously you've heard it many times now, 36 times, I hope. But yeah, the nose pick, it makes so much sense.
Right. And by the way, all these available for sponsorship opportunities to all of our friends out there who might want to join the podcast or the live show. Sponsorship opportunities, cash only.
God, you are so money hungry.
I'm trying my
it's
best.
Such a joke.
Listen, those nachos downstairs are expensive. We gotta make sure we pay for them. All right, so let's get into the real stuff here. We'll get into the nose candy from last week. Nose gave you a bunch of picks from last week. Let's go over all the good stuff that happened last week. Here's some nose candy for you.
Nose candy.
We had a great week. Very, very proud of this one. So let's just jump right into it. My boy Brissett, ex-Gator, North Carolina State. I've been saying to start this guy in the roster room, he had 265 yards and 3 touchdowns. The dude is legit right now. I can't believe I'm recommending him. But he had 3 touchdowns. He had, what I read was, 16-plus fantasy points in every one of his games so far.
That's good.
So overall, he is quite startable, and he was a great pick last week, so I hope you got him in there. Frank Reich, my arch nemesis, is doing quite a job with him. We also recommended Chris Carson. Welcome back, Carson. It was a rough few weeks there, but man, I love him. Nobody could tackle him. His yards after the catch are really impressive. So he had 142 total yards, 5 catches. Feeling it. I said to start Jimmy Connor, my guy. He was having a bad start to the season. First round draft pick. People were really bugging out about him. And now all of a sudden, welcome back. He had 83 yards in the air, believe it or not. with 8 grabs out of that weird and awesome wildcard offense that they whipped out on Monday Night Football against the Bengals. He had also 42 yards on the ground, so 83 plus 42. I'm not good at math.
Yeah, I wasn't even listening.
Good. I didn't think you were. Sterling Sharp had 99 total yards on 7 grabs. Not bad. Not bad at all. I said to bench Josh Allen, and although he got hurt, he wasn't doing anything against that.
No, not against that defense. Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Right.
That defense, those that defensive team, both of them, the Bills and the Patriots.
The Patriots defense, I'm not even lying to you. How many weeks in the fantasy season are we? 4. We're into week 5 now. They have won me 2 weeks of fantasy, a defense.
Yeah.
And 2 of those weeks, my highest scoring player on my fantasy team. Unbelievable.
So interestingly enough, on our radio show, we're going to be discussing this week. Well, I'm breaking this news to you because you don't even know it yet.
Breaking news.
Last week, we were a little bit douchey to a caller named Josh Kranz, and I wouldn't discuss a defensive question he had. That's wrong by me. That's BS. I apologize about that. You know, defenses do score a lot of points, so we're going to talk in our radio show more about the strategy of that. So tune in, and if you don't hear it tonight, or if you by the time you already heard this,
WQAM.com.
That's
you can
it,
always
dude.
Listen to the podcast.
We live in a different world, man.
Right, it's on demand now. No one listens live anymore.
Said to bench David Montgomery, man, I recommended to bench that guy in every situation. And 21 carries, you'd think he would do well. No, 53 yards.
No.
That offense is not clicking like it should be, and now with Trubisky out, maybe it'll get better, but Montgomery needs
he's been a huge bust, right?
Bust.
I mean, when we talk about bust, I'm not saying he was like the first pick overall, but there was so much hype about David Montgomery. Yeah. He's the guy in Chicago now. Trubisky's going to get this offense flowing, and he's going to be the guy that gets the most. He has been duty.
Lewis Riddick, who I think is really polished on TV, gets on TV and goes on a whole rant on how unbelievable Montgomery looks in the preseason. This is the rookie. This is the guy who's going to take Howard's spot. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, he stroked him real good. And yes, that stroking did not work out. It was a bad
Mont battery.
And so finally, there was a bunch of nose candy, but the best one was finally ding, 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 gutter. Tell him what we've won. Nose pick of the week.
Look at that.
Austin Eckler.
Against the Dolphins.
Yeah, I gave myself a little bit of a layup.
That's okay.
No, I know, I did. I did it.
You gave yourself the assist. You're allowed to do that.
I did.
Ricky Davis did that to get a triple-double.
I'm proud of it. Listen, it's a great call by you. Nose pick of the week, Austin Eckler, 122 yards, 2 touchdowns, 5 receptions, lots of fantasy points against your miserable Miami Dolphins.
Should be the Florida Dolphins.
Whatever
point,
it is. It's
everyone's team.
I couldn't even say that right.
I know.
Off to a good start.
Right.
Okay. But then there are the dreaded nosebleeds.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Nosebleed.
Yes, we have to get some nosebleeds. We always give them love for the nose candy, but on the podcast we do nosebleeds.
I'm a sales guy, right? So I'm going to really twist a negative into a positive.
Why
right
not?
Now. I'm going to. And
I'm here for that.
I gave up on Jameis Winston the week he freaking blew up, okay?
Of course. He was disappointing for a couple weeks.
It was disappointing. I was like, not happy.
We were talking about
it ruined
the guy.
Ruined my weekends type thing. Because I got on your show, our podcast, Joe Rose Show, whatever it is, and I recommended everybody to stop, drop, and roll, which means don't draft anybody kind of quarterback early. Wait until the 7th to 12th round based on what's your flow of your draft, and to draft Jameis. It looked bad the first 2 weeks. It looked sick.
Magical.
Yes. Mystical. The last 2 weeks, okay? So overall, I'm just saying, Jameis Winston, yeah, I apologize. 385 yards and 3 touchdowns at the Rams. I mean, I thought that Ram defense was going to make him just lose his mind. He did throw a horrible interception at the end of the game.
Of course he did, for a pick 6. He wanted to keep
him
in
the game.
He
did remind us who Jameis really is.
Yeah.
But this is fantasy, and that's the difference. And he has put up huge numbers. So I was wrong about Jameis, and in a weird way, I'm happy about it. The next one is a combo of nosebleeds. It was Dalton to Oil Can Boy, Tyler Boyd. Oof, I blew it.
No, it's okay. Listen, it's going to – in that kind of circumstance, Pittsburgh's defense has been okay but not great. And I went into Monday Night Football against a team that literally started Dalton, Boyd, and Mixon. And I was scared, because anything could happen
in Pittsburgh
that game.
Was pretty terrible.
Right.
I mean, pretty terrible. So, I blew it on those. Sorry, guys. But listen – as we've been discussing, and I'm starting to embrace, I'm going to be wrong from time to time.
It's
That's what
happen.
This is. Well, listen.
Come here. Give me a hug.
I want one. I really do. So
it's going to happen. What do I always tell you about fantasy football when it comes to this kind of stuff? You bat 300, you go to the Hall of Fame. If you are at 500 in fantasy football and your bleeds are bad.
I better be better than 500. Okay. I'm sorry.
Listen,
I am.
You have been better. Okay. I'm saying in general, the Matthew Berrys of the world and the Jamie Eisenbergs of the world, all these guys, and I know a lot of these guys too. If you go 50-50 and every once in a while one of those 50-50s on the good side is a monster like Jameis was a monster.
Oh, I still feel great about it.
You gotta feel good about it, yeah.
Listen, we've discussed it. Matthew Berry went on the air and said Odell Beckham is going to have the best year a wide receiver right. will ever have in right. the history of fantasy
week?
Football.
What did you do last week?
I don't know. I know what Jarvis Landry did.
Right. Juice Landry.
We're going to be talking about Odell Beckham plenty on the radio show. That's a topic we need to discuss.
It's a good plug there the show.
I'm plugging your show. You guys are already listening to it, meaning the show is like, but hey, those hits mean something, right?
Right.
All right.
Take them all. On demand. What did I tell you?
I'll take everything.
We live in an on-demand world.
So what's next, buddy?
All right, so we did the nose candy. We did the nose bleeds like we normally do here on the podcast. And now comes to one of my favorite segments of the show. Couple positions, the quarterback, the running back, the wide receiver, that A, pass the sniff test and fail the sniff test. Let's start with a couple quarterbacks' nose that pass the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
I love Kyler Murray this week versus the Bengals. We all watched what the Bengals looked like. They couldn't stop the run, the short patterns. Pittsburgh did that crazy wildcat offense, which I thought was really creative. Kyler Murray is a great start this week. I just believe that they're going to have the creativity. He's going to get yourself like 50 to 60 rushing yards on a top of about 200 plus yards and two touchdowns in the air.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a good number. So I really do like Kyler Murray this week. I'm trying, again, as I read these names, I got to remind everybody that, yeah, you know, I'm about to recommend Kyle Allen, right? So,
wow.
Take it with a grain of salt. We're not starting Aaron Rodgers over Kyle Allen.
No,
okay.
No.
Remember this.
You just like him. That's it.
Like him. Yeah. And there are places for him. Again, this week, Sam Darnold and Matthew Stafford are on bye. But wait a minute. Was that last week? No, that was last week. Woo! The Dolphins.
Good catch.
You see what I did there?
You did. Well done. You caught yourself. That's
I caught.
Hard.
Thank God, because it didn't feel right. Yeah. But anyway, if you have like Stafford on bye, and he was your starter. I love Kyle Allen this week. The guy doesn't make mistakes yet. I don't want to jinx him, but last week he had 232 yards in a tough matchup. No INTs. He has a very, very clean start against the Jags, who are minus Jalen Ramsey. So overall, I think that team is a little bit trending upwards with Cam Newton sort of in the shelf over there. He needs
That's
to get healthy.
Scary.
It is a bit scary. He needs to get healthy. They should just tank him for the rest of the year and see what this guy Allen
does. It might
does.
Happen. If Allen plays well in the next 2-3 games, I mean, Cam's not 100%. If you're the Carolina Panthers owner, general manager, or head coach at this point, Riverboat Ron, you have to think about the fact that you want to keep your job. You stay with the hot hand. And then, oh, wait, Cam comes back next year fully healthy. That's a plus.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Right. It is. Last one. I'm just going to the well with Brissett, Indianapolis Colts. I mean, this is sort of now the guy that I'm believing in as a player right now in week four that's just going up into the right. Up into the right means he's gaining momentum each week. And he's passing the sniff test, and he has an amazing matchup against the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Now, the Chiefs' defense is improved. But the Chiefs at home means what, Zach? They're going to
score a lot of points.
Okay. Just seeing if you're paying attention.
No, I wasn't.
And I know. That's why I said it to you. Put you on the spot.
You did.
So the Colts are going to have to score a lot of points to keep up with Mahomes. That is literally the simplest formula here, and that's what we're going for here, kids. We're going for logic.
That's what we need.
Logical is that he's going to – oh, what, Mahomes didn't – I mean, call me crazy. Did he throw a touchdown last week?
He did not. Either did Tom Brady.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we knew Brady was going against the Bills, but Mahomes didn't throw.
Indoor Mahomes.
Oh, my God.
I was expecting
Mahomes
600 yards and six touchdowns.
You know, he's a human being here. Jeez.
Right. That's it. He's a machine.
My God. We're going to use that for another player. But anyway, you're really working here. Brissett, as we discussed, really good 16-plus fantasy points each through the 4 weeks. I believe in him this week. If you have to plug in a player, he's very startable.
All right, Jacoby Brissett, Kyle Allen, Kyler Murray, quarterbacks that pass the sniff test. Let's move to the running back position. Give me three that pass the sniff test.
Austin Ekeler, he's back in your lineup. This is a hot topic of the week because Melvin Gordon's back. But I'm giving you the flat out, you must start Ekeler against the Broncos defense, who's 30th against the run. Repeat, 30th against the run. So what do we do there? You start Ekeler. If you have Melvin Gordon, I'm not ready to answer that on a Wednesday. There's not enough information out there. I don't believe he's going to lead them this week. I believe Ekeler will, and they're going to work in Gordon. I see about 10 to 12 carries from Gordon, which leaves plenty of work for Ekeler. Get him in your lineup.
I heard a nasty little thing today from one of my buddies out in L.A. He sent me a little message saying, because I asked him about Gordon on my fantasy team, even though he really wasn't. I just wanted some news for us. That Gordon, the little rumor with Gordon is he's going to play the games he needs to play to get that year of eligibility and then shut her down. I don't know how many games you need. I think it's six at this point, but play enough to get that year and shut her down.
I like this. This is what we call insider info,
right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
Sony Michel, by the way, another player, and I'm saying be patient with Sony and even start him this week. Okay. He's going against the Skins defense, who is completely miserable, 29th against the run. Sony Michel is going to be that player that's going to either have boom or bust type games. But again, we've discussed him. I will talk about him every week until I have to. He is a player, as the weather gets colder, as they become a little bit more conservative on their offense, which they always do every year. You see the pass crazy, then it slowly goes into the rush. That's what I expect from Michel. But again, this is the matchup where you must start him. He is a must start against the Skins defense. Last, Shady McCoy,
like
Sunday
it.
Night Football. Now, I'm reading that Damian Williams is practicing this week, so by the time you're hearing this, he might be a full go. Don't care. He is going to at least minimally get the split carries. And last week, McCoy got screwed a bit. It's called vulturing, and that Darrell Williams got two vulture touchdowns. I don't think it's anything against Shady.
Stinks.
It was just his
yeah.
time.
Right,
this
right.
happens. It was the rotation. And so the 2 1-yard touchdowns were by Williams. I'm going to say Shady's going to get his this week. I think he's a must start.
All right. So there's your running backs that passed the sniff test. Sony Michel, Shady McCoy, and Aaron Ekeler. Is that his first name, Aaron?
No, you keep messing it up. But I'm going to start calling him Aaron now because why not? But it's Austin.
I think
one more time.
I messed up that name now, I think, 2 or 3 weeks in a row.
You're brutally messing him up.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
And I totally
that,
respect you for
all right,
it.
Those are your three running backs. I'm not giving the names out again because I'll butcher them. Let's go to wide receivers. Wide receivers for week five that passed the sniff test.
It's like I have a problem. It's like an addiction, and I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm going back to Tyler Oilcam Boyd again.
Right. One of these weeks, he's going to have a humongous game.
Well, Ross now is out, okay? So John Ross,
that
who was
helps.
Leading, and you know, as of last week, he was multiple touchdowns and yards. He was a top five fantasy receiver. He's out for about a month. This is a time where, you know, there's just X amount of people that Dalton's going to throw to, but they're at home, okay? They're going against the Cardinals, who are one of the worst defenses in the league.
High-scoring game. Let's get that.
I believe it will be a high-scoring game, and, you know, Dalton's going to have a comeback game, and he needs to have a really good game after the debacle that was on Monday night, and you know, I got Boyd being the guy who's going to catch the ball and make that happen for him. I do like that Tate kid. He's also a nice player, number 19. He was getting a lot of targets, and with Ross out, he'll be the number two, but I'm going with Oilcam Boyd. Alshon Jeffrey's a must-start, another guy who's just always just up and down, left and right. The Jets are not good against the pass, so I expect the Eagles to have a very nice game. I expect Wentz to have a nice game, and I think Alshon Jeffrey is going to be the beneficiary. I butchered that word.
No, it's better than me saying Aaron Ekeler.
No, it's not. I really want that to be his name now.
All right.
Last, my man crush, Allen Robinson. Even though he has Chase Daniels last week, he had 7 catches for 77 yards, and I really like him against the Raiders, and quite bluntly, I just wanted to give you guys a game. In London.
Look at
this
that.
This is the London game.
Love
in
it.
The Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London, England. Fish and chips and a lot of Allen Robinson.
I like that.
Yeah, I do like that too.
That's
I think
good
he's
stuff.
He's a good player. So, and real quick, my desperate play of the week.
Oh,
I have a desperate play of the
wow,
week.
Wow, this is digging in that nose.
I'm reading that Sam Darnold is practicing right now, so we're going to have to monitor that. But even with, what is it, Luke Falk? I don't even want to know who it is.
Right.
Robbie Anderson is a sneaky play versus the Eagles because their defense can't stop anyone. Literally. One of the worst defenses in the secondary I have seen in a long time. So I would recommend that if you're very desperate, I want to say the Eagles are 32nd in the NFL against the pass.
Oof, God.
So what does that mean? Like, they're bad.
It means they're worse than the Dolphins.
They're bad. So come on, throw the ball and get Robbie Anderson the ball. Big fan of his talent, and they just have not gotten him there
Sunrise, yet. Florida, Robbie Anderson. There you go right there. All right, so a couple wide receivers that passed the sniff test. Tyler, Oil Can Boyd, Alshon Jeffrey, Allen Robinson, and the deep, deep, deep pick into that nose, Robbie Anderson. Okay, so that's good.
That's when you go
deep.
Oh, yeah.
Digging for
that's
gold.
That's blood.
That one,
right? That's a bloody one.
So that could be, no, you don't want it to be bloody. You don't want it to be bloody. All right, so if we have a whole bunch of people good that point. Pass the nose test, the sniff test, we're going to have a whole bunch that fail the sniff test as well. Start with the quarterback position. Give me a couple quarterbacks that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
Marcus Mariota is the most frustrating quarterback for fantasy purposes because, and probably the real NFL, because he is either really hot or really cold. Last week he blew up with A.J. Brown and Corey Davis. We'll talk about those guys in a second. Against the Bills, this is it. This is my team. I mean, I know the Patriots or Panthers are ranked number one right now, 1-2. I still think the Bills are the best defense in the NFL. They shut down Tom Brady.
Right.
Think about that.
They did.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Gardner Minshew, who is just everyone's favorite player right now, are going against the Panthers' number one pass defense. It's just a bad start. You know, I think, yeah, in Carolina, bad.
Well, he's gonna have to come back to earth at some point, Minshew. Like, it's going to have to happen at one point. It might as well happen this week, right?
Right. No question about it. And then, the Go Reds go back to London. Derek Carr versus the Bears defense, no good. Just no good. Tyrell Williams is a little banged up. If he's out, then it's really no good.
Yeah.
Running backs that fail the sniff test. Is that correct?
Let's do it.
Latavius Murphy is going against the Bucks rush defense, who's stopping everybody. Do not start Adrian Peterson versus the Patriots defense. That's not sexy.
Unless this is 12 years ago. And at that point, you start Adrian Peterson versus Patriots defense.
Correct.
Yes.
By the way, that Adrian Peterson.
That Adrian Peterson was the Terminator.
Correct. And on our radio show, we're going to be putting together, well, at least we're thinking about it, or talking about it,
all-time fantasy football team, right?
I feel like he doesn't make that, but we're going to...
No, that position, I don't think he does.
Nope.
If not how many, I mean, that position.
If we're giving two, then no. Then it's LT and it's Marshall Faulk.
If we give four, he might not make it.
He was really good. He was the number one consensus pick for like five, six straight years.
I know, but if you really want to break it down running back-wise, and we'll get into this maybe at a later pod and on the live show. I think
we could do a whole pod on
your
this.
Top four running backs of all time in fantasy.
I smell a week.
I don't know if Adrian Peterson makes it.
I smell a week 17 pod because we still need this.
I love it. I love it.
We
look at
that. That just happened.
That just happened.
By the way, that just happened.
It did.
Le'Veon Bell, guys. Yeah, I know you're starting him. I get it. And you have to. Because you have to, but against the Eagles, that is a bad pass defense. But let me tell you, Brandon Graham, that guy stops the rush. They are really, really a good rush defense.
Do you think the Eagles are going to be playing the pass in that game, or do you think they're going to have nine in the box versus Le'Veon Bell? They're going to have nine in the box against Le'Veon Bell. They're going to make Luke Fox something, literally, try to win that game, and it's not going to work.
God, the funny part is I really like Sam Darnold, so I do. I think he's a
if
real.
If Darnold plays, it's a different story. That's a half legitimate.
Everything
quarterback
everything
there.
Changes.
But you gotta wait
right.
on the guy's spleen. You gotta wait all week to see what his spleen looks like.
Oh God. Anyway, wide receivers.
Let's do it. Fail the sniff test.
Corey Davis and A.J. Brown. Okay, don't be fooled. They were amazing last week. I mean, really, really good. Both had monster games. Three touchdowns between the two of them. Mariota looked great. No, not this week. Bench him. The Bills are just going to shut him down. I'm going to say the same thing for the Jacksonville wide receivers. Just, you know, that motley crew of Day-Day Westbrook and DJ Shark versus the Panthers. It's just a bad, bad play. And now, you know, since those are obvious, I'm going to go with a different take. I'm going to do a DFS do not start.
Ooh.
A DFS do not start.
Bonus.
Do not start Keenan Allen, who is right now the number one fantasy wide receiver through 4 weeks.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
I didn't realize that.
He is. But he's going to be shadowed by Chris Harris Jr., who I consider a top three. You know, there's very few of those guys. Now, Jalen Ramsey being out, you know, for God knows what he's out for.
Well, a new injury, I'm sure.
He's the guy that I normally would look at and like, you don't want to be playing the guy that's going against him. He just shuts you down. Well, right now I got Harris being that guy. So, overall, Keenan Allen is a guy who I think is going to be on lockdown. And then Dontrell Inman, I'm trying to do something. Imran Khan, Howard Stern fans. Yeah,
close.
Didn't work. Yeah. So maybe there's some other players that are going to be more explosive. We'll see if Mike Williams is playing or not, but that's it. Anyway, so that's all your...
Wow.
That's it.
That was a quick one to fail the sniff test right there. I didn't even get all my sniffs in there.
Nah, I sort of took over, considering our show starts in 10 minutes.
Right, exactly. All right, those are the quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs that pass and fail the sniff test. That brings us to the most important part, the award-winning part of the podcast and the live show. It is the nose pick of the week. People wait all week for this. They are literally waiting the entire podcast to hear this one for you. So this week, week five, the nose pick of the week is...
It's the nose pick of the week.
The one time a year where I go in a different direction, and I'm going with a tight end. And wow. I'm predicting that I have the best tight end in the NFL, not being Zach Ertz or Kelsey or even Darren Waller at this point, but I believe... The coming out party is on Monday Night Football with George Kittle.
Wow.
I love George Kittle. George Kittle is a star, and he's been what I would call average city USA right now. Okay? He's been super average.
49ers playing well this year, too. Yeah.
They're playing okay, yeah. But this is it. National spotlight, and they have I'm telling you, they have the best tight end in the game. They have Gronk Jr. Listen, Kelsey is right there. Don't get me wrong. But helps to have Pat Mahomes.
Sure, of
now,
course.
Jimmy Garoppolo is going to throw this ball 13 to 15 times to Kittle. It's going to be the Kittle show. They were on bye last week. I can't imagine them not building the plan around them. So I'm going out there and saying, DFS leagues, for sure, this is who you want to spend your money on. And overall, if you are a George Kittle fantasy owner, obviously you're starting him. But I'm just going to give you that little pat on the back. It's going to be okay. This week's going to be okay. He's the nose pick of the week, a tight end. I've only done it once ever before.
Not bad. The nose pick of the week, George Kittlecorn. Who doesn't like Kittlecorn, by the way? It's Kettlecorn, but I like Kittlecorn there.
You did it. You know,
I did. I tried my best.
Just a play on words. We're trying our best here.
Right. All right. That's volume 36 of Zach and the Nose Pod, the Jerome Bettis edition, the Marcus Smart edition, whatever you want to call it. We appreciate you listening and downloading and subscribing. Our live show once a week, 6 to 8 p.m. Wednesday or Thursday nights on 560 The Joe WQAM as well. We do appreciate it. And like I always end this podcast, I hope you have the best of luck. I hope you win this week. I hope you get all the points in the world this week in fantasy football, unless you're playing me. We'll speak to you next week.
It's Zach and the Nose.
Y'all, it's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.